Pour l'hôpital Pope Pietro, the surgeon care to this day it is. Zero 1 14 2026 dictation is for Miss Rebecca Earls. Earl spells E-A-R-L-S. Rebecca spells R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Date of birth is 03-25-1972. And this this is a 53-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated that she was recently admitted in the hospital and spent a prolonged period in the hospital for spinal cord infection period. She stated that she was treated with extensive antibiotic IVs, evaluated by wound management, infectious disease, and was discharged yesterday, period. She indicated that she was not sent home with any medication. She was advised to come to see us so she can continue her normal medication, period. Says she has a wound vac which needs attention and would like us to consult wound care and home health care for her, comma, as she is now confined to a wheelchair, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patients denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies fever, says she's eating or drinking well. She says she has two people, a couple who is at home with her, who is taking care of her. She stated that she was living with her sister, but because of conflicts, she decided to move out and go to her own house, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, and changes include urinary retention. Next line, decubitus ulcer, open parentheses, infected, close parentheses. Next line, a Foley bag. Next line, spinal cord infection, period. Next line, wheelchair bound, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 147/79, pulse 121, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, period. Next paragraph, gluteal region, patient has a large infected decubitus ulcer which is has a cover from the wound back. No discharge, no bleeding, no fluctuance. Tender to palpation, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, abdomen, no guarding. Next paragraph, GU, patient has a leg bag in place. Urine appears yellow, does not appear infected. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2. Assessment number two is hypertension. Number three is hypercholesterolemia. Number four is infected decubitus ulcer. Home health care was consulted for management of patient's decubitus ulcer and the wound back. Also a consult to the wound clinic for management of wound back and decubitus ulcer. There's all we next paragraph, we did a consult for home health services. The patient is accompanied by a couple who says that they are now taking care of her. They say they do not represent the organization, but they represent themselves, and they will be assistant patient with activities of daily living, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: Augmentin, 875/125, 1 POBID, for 30 days. The patient said that she think this is one of the medications that she was taking in the hospital. She did not bring any documentation to verify her current medication, but thinks augmentin is one of them. And she was advised to double-check with her discharge paperwork, which she has at home, and make sure that is accurate. If not, give us a call so we can order the correct medication. Next medication is Bactrim DS 800/160. 1 POBID for 30 days, number 60. Again, no records to confirm this medication was the exact one, but she says she thinks it is one of them, period. Next medication, Metformin 850 milligrams, 1 POBID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Lantus Solastar, 100 units per mil, 45 units BID for 90 days. Next medication, Lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 90 days. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. There are a couple who caretaker was given medication for parents. They were advised to take it to the pharmacy and start to give it to the patient exactly as prescribed. They were also advised to make telephone calls to the wound care clinic, to the home health individual, so they can receive care in a speedy fashion, period. They were given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. End of dictation.